Shortly after that, both twins matriculated at Stanford Junior College, widely acknowledged to be the best JC in the nation. Stanford students were a specialized elite, trained in the most hostile of environments, striving for excellence in all aspects of life. Hence, several of them knew what to do at 9:30 a.m. on the Monday in November that Edison stood up during a lecture and opened both his wrists with a penknife. In the middle of an auditorium packed with 500 people taking frantic notes on kinematics and projectile motion, he rose to his feet, held his right arm high, palm forward as though eager to ask a question, and then reached up with his left hand and whipped the blade across his wrist. He repeated the gesture with his other hand. It took a moment for the silence to set in, and almost no time for it to be broken. The tutor started screaming like a stuck pig. The head prefect, who was on the judo team, tackled Edison to the ground. A cluster of girls from St. John's First Aid Brigade made a quick, assured circle around him and began tending serenely to his wounds. White-faced, Edison made no effort to resist as they bound his wrists with the judo prefect's navy blazer and elevated them over his head. No one paid any attention to Curie, who was attempting to fight her way across the crowd without much success, yelling, "You were supposed to help me!" But back in January, when Edison and Curie arrived at a crisp 7:40 a.m. for their first day at Stanford, all that was yet to come. Tall and skeletal, Edison took long strides and swung his arms stiffly by his sides. Curie had to walk quickly to keep pace with him, hugging several books bound with a red Velcro strap. As they made their way into the building, Curie heard people whisper, "Hey, Edison Chan!" A teacher stopped them, forcibly shook Edison's hand, pounded him jovially on the back, and exclaimed they were honored to have him here. Edison's response to this was to look queasy and concerned.
"Eh, how do they know who I am,
he muttered to Curie when the teacher was out of earshot.
"They must have seen your photo in the news," said Curie.
She herself had enjoyed a brief taste of such fame. Once, for completing an outstanding community service project in secondary school, her name had been printed in a special column in the Straits Times, where it was largely ignored. Still, she believed she was an excellent student in her own right. She had always loved school, for it was all she had, and she was determined to be one of the best students Stanford had ever seen.